Where has Gotabee gone? I shall tell you. We have killed him, you and I. We are his murderers. Gotabee is dead. Gotabee remains dead. And we have killed him. Jack Ghost's back!
Once you had a glimpse, there's no way to go back. Raise yourself, it's big to go forever on the neck. Forever on the neck.
That was our theme by Johnny Lancia. I am your host, Daniel Kurland, and this is Big Zuko's Forever Almanac, a chronicle of reminiscences. And let's just crack this walnut, shall we? I was getting in the hugest fight not 30 minutes ago with my friend Gary Zukum of the band Gary Zukum and the Ekum Bokums. No relation to Big Zuko, by the way. Merely similar names. Just like there's no relation between myself and Tim Curry. I was arguing with him that Psycho 2 is in fact a better film than the original, and he wouldn't let up, even though I knew I was right. I knew that it's the greater... Okay, I need to stop this bullshit. I am cramped in the bathroom right now, holding a lighter against the Forever Almanac because I'm tempted to burn the shit out of it. Because I have found something in it that has creeped me the fuck out. This entry has no title, and it starts 3/4 of the way down the page. Is that all, Daniel? That's not that weird. Well, did I mention that the entire entry is written backwards? That's right, so I'm in the bathroom, holding this thing against the mirror so I can make heads or tails of it, and this whole thing starts so abruptly, I feel it's probably best to just jump into it myself. Here we go. Let me tell you about Jack Jackost. He is many things to many people, Jackost is. You might have even seen him yourself, cruising a party, or wiggling about in a parking lot. You'd know him if you saw him, his bottom half being entirely normal, and that of an average man. Well, actually, quite above average in some areas, if the legends hold true. But his upper half was far from normal, being that of a jackal. And that while pop culture may dictate that Jack Jackost be viewed as an evil jackal, he in fact sees himself as a warrior and a demigod. But above all else, he's the leader of the Coasts, a reformation of the misled religion of Gotabee. But let's not gild the sword before it's crafted out of a tree branch. Let's start at the beginning. After all, if you just do before you're ready, you won't be doing favors for anyone. A long time ago, many moons past, there was a popular religion called Gotabee. It was tremendously spiritual and very different from the other religions at the time. For instance, while one religion may dictate that you attend a temple in prayer, Gotabee's custom might be that you count the stars of the night. And while one religion may tell you to abandon certain luxuries as a temporary sacrifice, Gotabee may dictate that you challenge a rival in a race and two other arenas. Needless to say, the religion's numbers of followers was quickly on the rise. The religion was very aptly named after its leader, Gotabee, an extremely wise man. He spoke of holding the answers to many of the secrets of the modern world, and that he'd even crafted a handheld weapon so revolutionary that it would single-handedly replace the gun, known as the trellis. The Gotabee way being one of pacifism, though, he of course never put this weapon into practice, instead destroying it, content that he was the only one capable of both creating and destroying such power. But as support for the religion grew, Gotabee required help with his message, and so he created the Coasts, who would act as agents to spread his word. There was Sea Coast, the half-jackal who controls the sea, Lee Coast, the trickster half-jackal, Chi Coast, the mind-manipulating half-jackal, the most powerful of the Coasts, and of course, Jack Jackost, who was next in line to take command of the religion after Gotabee's eventual passing. Years went by and God of Ian the Coast spread their religion through the world, support growing larger and larger. But soon God of B began abusing his power, insisting all children and jackals be personally blessed by him, and that each night he would visit a follower's home at random, and he would be given passage and free entry to their meal that night. Also, the pacifism began to be replaced with murderism, and in time, murderism replaced with hypermurderism. Jack Host had had enough and couldn't stand seeing his blessed religion be tarnished in such a way, and so he decided that a divide was necessary, that Jack Host and the other Coast would separate from God of B and form their own sect, the Coasts, and they would preach everything that the God of B's used to before these dark times. Jack Host additionally instated an army of jackals to fight in their name, some which remain jackals, and others, through the synthesis of the spirituality of God of B and the powers of the Coasts, became half-jackal hybrids too. Ever since, it became firmly written in history that the Coasts and the God of B's would be forever entwined in conflict, trying to co-opt the other and properly reclaim the name of their religion. More years shed their petals from the flower of life, and the Coasts continue to see gains and losses for their resistance, some circumstantial, but others having very physical consequences. Lycos, for instance, had lost an arm in the Battle of Carputa Lane, an ambush on a domestic suburb. And Sikos and his wife had seen the birth of twin girls, but Chikos knew he was the true father. It was during the Battle for Quilintinian that God of B wisely devised a plan that had split up all of the Coasts, knowing they'd be weakest this way. The God of B warrior's main target was Chikos, with him being the strongest. They attempted an ambush on him when he was moving through the caverns, and while initially getting some damage in, his psychic abilities forced the God of B warriors to attack themselves. In their eyes, everyone was Chikost, everyone a worthy target. And while brother battled brother, Chikost scrambled his way out, howling, You just go! His words echoing through one side of the cavern, while he beelined for the other. Chikost found himself in the forest, counting the rings on the trunk of a tree. He noisily crunched on a pear when he soon heard what began as a whisper, but gradually stampeded into a bellowing chant.
Yes, sir.
God of B and his men were in the forest. They had found him. Chikost immediately ran for it. Judging by the number of men he had heard chanting, it was clear that he was outnumbered. It was no use, though. Before his discarded pear had even fallen to the ground, Chikost saw that he was surrounded. There was no getting away. God of B himself stepped forward and approached Chikost. A large weapon was sheathed on him, but Chikost couldn't make out what it was.
My dear Chikost, how does the day treat you? How unfortunate that you find yourself here and not the sea. Why, I don't see a single drop of water in sight over here. Not even a meager stream.
Normally, God of B would have waited. He would have let Chikost defend himself, share a few barbs with the man, toy with him with his army, and then ultimately kill him. But today he felt different. Perhaps it was the mostly uneaten pear that he saw strewn about on the ground. Nothing angered God of B like wastefulness. He once flayed a vicar because the man didn't finish his crusts. So today, God of B didn't want to waste time. He wanted to make time. He'd finish this in a matter of seconds to demonstrate his power, and then move on with his day. So when Chikost began to open his lips to speak his retort, God of B had already pulled out the tremendous blade that lay on his hip. He stared Chikost right in the eyes and spat at him.
Feel the steel of the God of B's and Sahi!
And thrust the sword right through the half-jackal. God of B grunted as he pulled the sword out of him. Chikost staggered a few steps, even appearing to be fine for a few moments, and then began to crystallize all over into ice, and then finally, explode. The ice fragments of the warrior chipping chunks of bark and moss off the trees that filled the area. God of B put his blade away. The Sword of Zai is still largely a mystery, but it is known that the weapon was carved out of sacred tree branches from this very forest, and that afterwards, the sword was gilded with dry ice. With Chikost, of course, being the water-based jackal, this dangerous combination of nature and ice is life-threatening. Lycos happened to show up, sensing that his brother was in danger, but arriving only to see the explosion. Unprepared for the tragedy before him, Liko's trickster tactics were fueled with resentment and anger, and thus were only half-hearted at best when he performed them now to try and distract the warriors. Likos was nearly killed himself in the process, until finally deciding there was no shame in running, and even less need for two coasts to meet their maker that day. He left knowing that the Gotta-Be name would eventually be restored, and that Seiko's death would all be part of a master plan. In current times, this war still rages on, largely unbeknownst to the general public. However, most of the coasts have become recluses, with Jackos being the only public one, and mostly a broken man, still fighting his fight, but largely deterred that it will ever come to an end. He still pledges to stop those chanting Gotta Be in spiritual conquest for false truth, but his frustration and regret towards the cause has reduced him largely to a source of partying and mischief. And if one was to assume that the way of the coast was that of a frat boy lifestyle, one would not blame them for coming to that conclusion. As nowadays, Jackos has made quite the name for himself. His hobbies include working out, partying, and getting pussy. His current mentality has taken shape of that of a jockey frat boy douchebag, proudly braying his overconfidence and homophobia as if the traits of a chosen one. His ever-warped mind twisted by the disappointment and longevity of his struggle, his vocabulary dwindled down to yell out things like, "You just do!" and "Jackos is here!" at a bar. Jackos is also known to creep up at parties, get up right behind you, and whisper, "Jackos back!" and then is gone like a shadow in the night when you turn around. Yet the women respond to these calls in delight, perhaps being controlled by Gotta Be himself, using them to distract Jackos from his cause, getting him lost in the forest of vanity and drowning in the sea of genitalia, aided by the tugging pull of the blowjob undertow. And if all of this wasn't enough, there have recently been words that a new being, known only as Junastaid, is making a move for power, trying to perhaps wipe out the coasts and the Gotta Bees alike. Jackos found himself at a party one night, howling away and playing Goose on the Loose, when he noticed a man in a black robe sitting at the end of the hallway, blocking a door. Jackos sauntered over, his hands twirling at his hips.
"Why not party with the big boys? Party with Jackos! You just do, man! You just do!"
Jackos bit into the top of a Pabst Blue Ribbon can, his favorite brand of swill to swallow, and gave it to the stranger.
"No, thank you,"
the robed man replied.
"But you just do. You know, Gotta Be."
"I said no, but perhaps dearly departed Seacoast is thirsty. You must really whet up an appetite in that fiery pit below."
Jackos immediately crunched the beer can and hurled the chunk of metal at the man, a trail of amber streaming behind it, darkening the walls as it spiraled towards its target. But then it hit the wall. He was gone. The can hit the wall, and all that remained was a backwards message written on the wall saying, "Get serious. When Jackos actually is back, Junastaid will be seeing him soon." Hey. Daniel, again, what's next is really weird. It just says, repeat the following 5 times. So, okay. Jackos's back. Jackos's back. Jackos's back. Jackos's back. Jackos's back.
Jackos's back!
Sorry, I just dropped the Forever Almanac, but what the fuck was that? I just saw something in the mirror. It looked like... No, it couldn't.
Ew! Jackos back!
What's going on? Jackos? Impossible!
You gonna make Jackos happy!
No, let go of me! No, stop it! Get your cock out of my mouth! What are you... You're urinating! Stop pissing in my mouth! Stop pissing in my mouth!
Man, take nap and go sleep! That because Jackos take daily dose of GHB, and so my pee-pee is largely GHB. So man go sleep, and now Jackos host of it. Jackos host of show. And for first guest, we have on good man and dear friend of the show, Chicos, everyone. Thank you for joining us, Chicos.
Well, you know, you're just two, right?
Today on show, we'd be debating whether the Coast Fighters reappropriating the name Gotta Be Warriors is empowering or offensive. Chicos, thoughts?
Absolutely not. Those words are a constant reminder of how our people went wrong. And why would we want to drudge it back up?
Because it has lineage.
Yes, a lineage of corruption.
No, lineage can't be a bad thing.
You can't be serious. Even if we did adopt it and did rightfully restore balance to the Gotta Be name. But you're saying you'd be comfortable going to a Carputo Lane memorial dressed in full Gotta Be attire?
Yes, I don't see why not.
Don't just do, man.
Jackals, not just do.
We lost jackals there, brother. Malkov died there. And Bazarian. Don't sully their names.
Jackals were never. This is what people want. Look at your petition. Many names. Many names. All ready to take the Gotta Be name and out of pride. Pride and power, that those words lose their value and we give them new power, new just power, so that when people gotta be, they'll think of the coast.
It'd be no different than if the Jewish people suddenly embraced the swastika. We can't just...
Ew, seems like we have a caller with something to say on the subject. Welcome to Coast with Jack Jackos. Do you think Coast Fighters would adopt the Gotta Be Warriors name?
Call yourselves whichever you want. In the end, it won't make a lick of difference, my boy.
Who? Who is that?
Oh no, bad feeling.
Of course, my name's Jenna State. First time caller. Long time listener.
You bastard.
Now, now, I just wanted you both to get all of your pesky blathering and freedom fighting out of your systems while you can. This is your last show, after all.
No! How dare you! How dare... Unacceptable. Okay, quit. New topic at hand. Should the Coast and Gotta Bees join forces?
Temporarily.
Temporarily joined forces in order to take down this genocide and end his smuggery.
It'd be a bold move, I dare say. So bold genocide may not see it coming.
Or maybe exactly what he wants. Look, he's waking up. GHB wearing off.
Let's get out of here.
What? What's going... I must have fallen asleep. Sorry about that. Need to quit burning that CD from both ends. We had finished the entry, though. That was the... Wait, what's that? There's something written on the mirror. Someone's been in here. It says, "Where has Gotta Be gone? I shall tell you. We have killed him, you and I. We are his murderers. Gotta Be is dead. Gotta Be remains dead. And we have killed him." That's enough. I want to stop. I want to... The Chronicle is chroniclosed.
Jackos back!
Once you had a glimpse, there's no way to go back. Raise yourself, it's big to go forever almanac. Forever almanac.